Welcome to the show. It's 10 minutes after 6 in the a.m. And what a wonderful day it is. It's Wednesday, right?
It is Wednesday.
Hump day! Welcome to it. All right, so you quit smoking, 20 years ago or something?
Yeah, quite a while ago. Mm-hmm.
I admire that. What a difficult habit to break.
There are, yeah, that is, they say that quitting smoking is much akin to other heavy, hard drugs. So congratulations to you. You ever sneak one every once in a while? Just you fall off the wagon and...
Can't. If I did that, I'd be back to a pack and a half in no time.
Would
you
really?
Pack and a half a day in no time.
I've never smoked cigarettes. Every once in a while, I would smoke a cigar. If I could get a hold of a really good cigar. Over the weekend, Buddy and I were out, and it's like, you know what? I'm having a glass of scotch. I need a cigar. And I got a hold of a really nice
cigar. You went to Ybor City on a Saturday night?
No. No, I'm not that dumb. No, but found a nice Cohiba and enjoyed a fine glass of scotch and a cigar and had much good conversation. Well, there's a lot of people that, when they decide to quit smoking, they need some assistance. And there's a new business, a new thing coming out called e-cigarettes. Have you seen these?
I saw somebody smoking an e-cigarette in a bar the other night. Wasn't even sure that's legal to do that, because obviously you can't smoke in taverns anymore. But this guy
was
smoking.
But it's not smoke. It's water vapor,
but
right?
But it still smells.
Does it?
It does. I was surprised, but it does, yes.
Okay. Well, apparently this is an electronic device that you have to recharge.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They're all different. Some are, some aren't. And okay. Wisconsin smoking law does not allow for e-cigarettes.
It does not. Even though that it's not a real cigarette, it's a...
You can be told, no, you can't you do can't, that
I'll
in here either.
I'll remember that the next time I see this guy doing that.
No, but sir, it's okay for you to have your 9-year-old at the bar with you,
yes,
but you can't
yes,
smoke.
Yes, in Wisconsin, that's okay. That may not be okay anymore either. I don't know.
Well, a woman from Atlanta says that her e-cigarette tried to burn down her house. Elizabeth Wilikowski says she had to put out a huge fire in her house because of her e-cigarette. She had it plugged into her computer's USB port where it was charging.
Mm-hmm.
She says, quote, "If I hadn't been home, I would have lost my dogs. I would have lost my cats. I would have lost my house." Apparently you don't have a lot of life to lose there. How many dogs and cats does the cat lady have? Those words did not move a local retailer, however. Doris Holmes, who's just opened her own e-cigarette shop in the Atlanta area, downplayed the events of the supposed fire. She goes, "You know, anything that's electronic and plugs into electricity, you have the potential for it catching on fire." Really? Seriously?
I think so.
She goes, "I don't leave my dishwasher running when I leave my home." According to e-cigarette trade association figures, there are roughly 3.5 million of these devices in use. This woman is claiming, look at this burn mark on her shirt. She is claiming that this e-cigarette shot a 4-foot flame out of the device while it was plugged into her computer, caught her sofa on fire.
Wow,
and
really?
Yes.
Impressive.
I am doubting whether or not this is real or if she is, trying to cash in.
There is a store in Atlanta that does nothing but sell e-cigarettes?
Yeah, I saw one when I was in Florida over the weekend. There's a little store. I think it was called the Electronic Lizard or the E-Lizard or something like that. All they do is provide e-cigarettes and the stuff that goes with them.
E-cigarettes out of the front, real tobacco out of the back.
They do still have the stores where you go in and buy the loose tobacco.
Yeah.
Pour it in a machine and it'll roll your own cigarettes.
Yeah.
Do they do that here?
They do.
Yeah, I figured it.
There's a fight going on in Wisconsin over that, whether that should be taxed or not as cigarettes.
Same thing. They're trying to do the same thing in Florida as well.
Supposedly there are people who sit at that machine for hours making their own cigarettes.
Why?
That you need like an appointment because they don't want to pay the tax. When I was on vacation in New York, a carton of name brand cigarettes was $72 bucks.
Yeah.
Carton of cigarettes. And a carton is how many packs? 20?
It's 10, I think.
Ten.
But if you wanted a name brand, if you wanted Marlboro or Camel, $72.
I think when I quit smoking, a carton of cigarettes was a little over $10. Maybe a little more, maybe 15.
I can remember my father whining that cigarettes were $20 a carton.
Yeah.
But $72. And that's what? A carton is what, a week's worth
for
the average smoker?
Smoke a pack and a half a day. Yeah, that's a little over a week.
A little over a week.
What are you giving up if you're spending, you know, that big of a chunk of your paycheck on cigarettes? Dude, are you giving up food? Are you giving up clothing? Are you giving up food for the kids?
That's close to $300 a month,
yeah.
And that's a car payment.
Yeah.
Not a Ferrari, but you're not driving a hunk of junk either.
At $72, if you go through a pack a week, you could eat out lunch every day of the week.
Exactly. So this woman claiming, now good for her if she's actually trying to trying to quit smoking with it. She says, I'm just trying to get healthy. Look at her. You think she's really trying to get healthy? Smoking's not the first thing you need to be worrying about there, sweetheart. Anyway,
Well, if I quit, I'd probably eat more.
Apparently she won. The website, io9.com, just came out and said, you, lie at least once a day. And they produce some other facts about liars. These would be surprising. One, liars do not have shifty eyes. When scientists examined footage of people who were lying, their eyes did not shift to the left and the right, any more than people who were telling the truth. So just because you're shifty-eyed, Tom, doesn't mean you're lying. Lie detectors also don't work. They are admissible in some courtrooms, but expert liars fool them quite easily. Lie detectors only measure anxiety and blood pressure and physiological changes. Experienced liars can stay cool and relaxed under pressure.
Lie often enough and you'll have no anxiety about it.
And this is exactly what the other one is. You lie at least once a day. In a recent study, average Americans admitted lying, quote, once or twice a day. 56% believe they get away with it. People usually lie when there's a time crunch. Most lies are not premeditated. And usually lies slip out when people don't have time to think about the consequences.
I laugh at your jokes every day. Does that count?
Helpful.
I tell people you and I get along after the show. Does that count? People tell their first lie around the age of 2.
Really?
You ever ask a toddler, did you take the cookie?
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah. While they're eating it. You know, they got the crumbs on their face.
Right.
Figuring out how to lie apparently is one of those normal milestones, like taking your first step.
So at age 2, by the time you're ready for the workforce, you've had 2 decades
exactly.
of lying experience.
Lying makes you smarter.
Really?
Scientists say liars have stronger brain matter in their prefrontal cortex because they can think thoughts and ideas that aren't actually connected in reality. And obviously it's because those thoughts are lies.
And you have to keep them all straight.
Yeah. Honest people have a rough time coming up with stuff that's not true. But liars make up stories on the fly and keep all the details straight. Some of them even start to believe their own lies. And last but not least, this is disappointing. Truth serum does not work. Truth serum, also known as sodium pentothal, removes your mental filters, your inhibitions, but you don't always just tell the truth. A lot of what you say is truth mixed with fantasy.
I think they've got stronger stuff these days even than sodium pentothal.
Really?
Yeah.
How much does it cost you?
I think they've got the stuff that can make you give it up.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's all the CIA goodness. By the way, speaking of which, we'll talk about it later. I saw the movie Two Guns with Denzel and Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Interesting. We'll talk about it later. WSAU. We'll be right back.
Laser Floyd has been lighting up local planetariums for nearly 40 years. But lasers have advanced and are for more than just getting stoned and watching a choreographed light show. Introducing Laser Floyd Surgical Centers, your favorite pink songs choreographed to your laser surgery. You can now get Laser Floyd eye surgery.
Oh, wow. Look at all the pretty colors.
Laser Floyd spider vein removal.
Oh, my God. This is so amazing.
And now, Laser Floyd toenail fungus treatment.
It tickles. And it's freaking awesome.
And all of our procedures are pain-free because we keep our patients comfortably numb. And what could go better with pain meds than the music of Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
Laser Pink Floyd Surgery Centers. You're not just another brick in the wall with us, and it won't cost you a ton of money. Call today. Medical marijuana recipients welcome.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.